Hello and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. Today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics on your specification, international trade. I'm talking about the movement of goods and services across borders, the reason your phone might have been made in China, your coffee grown in Colombia, and your car assembled in Germany. International trade is everywhere, and understanding it will earn you serious marks in your exam. So, let's get into it. First up, why do countries trade at all? The simple answer is no country can produce everything it needs efficiently on its own. Countries have different resources, climates, skills, and technologies. The UK is brilliant at financial services and pharmaceuticals. Brazil grows fantastic coffee. Saudi Arabia has enormous oil reserves. It makes sense for each country to focus on what it does best and trade for the rest. This leads us to one of the most important concepts in your entire economics course, comparative advantage. Comparative advantage can feel tricky at first, but I promise it clicks once you see it clearly. Here's the key idea. A country has a comparative advantage in producing a good if it can produce it at a lower opportunity cost than another country. Notice I said opportunity cost, not total cost, not how much they produce overall. Opportunity cost. That's the crucial word examiners are looking for. Let me give you the classic example. Imagine two countries, the UK and Portugal. Both can produce cloth or wine. Portugal might actually produce both goods more efficiently. That would mean Portugal has an absolute advantage in both. But here's the magic of comparative advantage. Even so, both countries can still benefit from specialising and trading. Why? Because the opportunity cost of producing each good differs between countries. If the UK gives up less wine to produce one unit of cloth than Portugal does, the UK has a comparative advantage in cloth. Portugal gives up less cloth to produce wine, so Portugal has a comparative advantage in wine. Both countries specialise, trade, and end up consuming more of both goods than they could have produced alone. That's the gain from trade. For your exam, always explain this using opportunity cost language. Examiners award marks specifically for that. Now, let's talk about the benefits of international trade, because exam questions often ask you to evaluate these. Benefit one, greater choice and variety for consumers. Trade means you can buy goods not produced in your own country. Benefit two, lower prices. Specialisation and economies of scale reduce costs. Competition from imports keeps domestic prices down. Benefit three, economic growth. Exporting allows firms to access a much larger global market, boosting revenues and creating jobs. Benefit four, access to resources. Countries can import raw materials they don't have domestically. Benefit five, technology transfer. Trading with other countries exposes domestic firms to new technologies, boosting productivity. But trade doesn't benefit everyone equally, and there are genuine arguments for restricting it. This brings us to trade barriers, also known as protectionism. Protectionism refers to government policies that restrict imports to protect domestic industries. There are four main types. First, tariffs. A tariff is a tax on imports. It raises the price of foreign goods, making domestic goods more competitive. Second, quotas. A quota is a limit on the quantity of a good that can be imported. Third, subsidies. The government gives financial support to domestic producers, allowing them to lower prices and compete with cheaper foreign goods. The EU's Common Agricultural Policy is a famous example. Fourth, embargoes. A complete ban on trade with a particular country. For example, trade sanctions imposed on Russia following the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Why might a government choose protectionism? To protect infant industries, protect jobs in declining sectors, safeguard national security, or respond to unfair competition like dumping. But protectionism has serious drawbacks. It raises prices for consumers. It can trigger retaliation, leading to a trade war. It can reduce efficiency by protecting uncompetitive industries. The World Trade Organization, or WTO, exists to promote free trade and reduce these barriers. Most economists argue that free trade on balance benefits the global economy.
Now, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. This is where I can really help you pick up extra marks. Tip 1. Always define your terms. When a question asks you to explain what is meant by a tariff or comparative advantage or a trade deficit, start with a clear, precise definition. Examiners award marks for accurate definitions, and it sets up the rest of your answer beautifully. Tip 2. Use command words carefully. If the question says explain, give a reason and develop it. Don't just describe. If it says evaluate or assess, you must consider both sides and reach a judgment. Candidates who only argue one side in an evaluate question cannot reach the top mark band. Tip 3. Use data and real-world examples. Instead of saying the UK imports goods, say the UK imports around £40 billion worth of goods from the European Union annually. Instead of saying tariffs raise prices, say the US imposed a 25% tariff on imported steel in 2018. Real examples signal to the examiner that you understand economics in context, not just in theory. Tip 4. Know the difference between absolute advantage and comparative advantage. Absolute advantage means a country can produce more of a good with the same resources. Comparative advantage is about opportunity cost, which country gives up less to produce that good. Examiners specifically test this distinction. Tip 5. Balance your evaluation. When asked to evaluate free trade versus protectionism, don't just list benefits of free trade. Acknowledge that protectionism can protect jobs, support infant industries, and safeguard national security. Then explain why, on balance, most economists still favour free trade. That balanced approach gets you into the top mark band. Now, let me flag the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Common mistake 1, confusing imports and exports. Imports come into a country. Think of the I in imports and in. Exports go out. Think of the X in exports and exit. Common mistake 2, saying protectionism is always bad. It isn't. There are legitimate reasons for it. If you dismiss it entirely, you'll lose evaluation marks. Common mistake 3, forgetting the balance of payments. International trade directly affects the current account. If a country imports more than it exports, it has a trade deficit. If it exports more than it imports, it has a trade surplus. This links to exchange rates and macroeconomic policy. Examiners love questions that test these connections. Common mistake 4, not explaining the mechanism. Don't just say tariffs protect domestic industries. Explain how. A tariff raises the price of imports, making them less price competitive compared to domestically produced goods. So consumers switch to buying domestic products, increasing demand for domestic output and protecting domestic jobs. That chain of reasoning earns the marks. Now, let's do a quickfire recall quiz. Pause the podcast, try to answer each question, then come back and check. Question 1. What is comparative advantage? Question 2. Name 4 types of trade barrier. Question 3. What does WTO stand for, and what is its purpose? Question 4. What is the difference between a trade deficit and a trade surplus? Question 5. Give 2 arguments in favour of protectionism. Here are the answers. Comparative advantage. A country has a comparative advantage when it can produce a good at a lower opportunity cost than another country.
Its purpose is to promote free trade by reducing barriers and dissolving trade. A trade deficit calls on a country to import more than it